and that there is a judgment of death which is decreed for him in heaven, before the Lord Most High. And the sin is written on high concerning him in the eternal books always before the Lord. And Joseph remembered these words, and he did not want to lie with her. And she begged him for 1 year, and he turned away and refused to listen to her. And she embraced him and seized him in the house, so that she might force him to lie with her. And she shut the door of the house and seized him. And he left his garment in her hand, and he broke the door and fled outside, away from her presence. And the woman saw that he would not lie with her, and she falsely accused him before his master, saying, "Your Hebrew servant, whom you love, desired to seduce me, so that he might lie with me. And it came to pass, when I raised my voice, that he fled, and he left his garment in my hand when I seized him, and he broke the door." And the Egyptians saw Joseph's garments and the broken door, and he heard his wife's story, and he put Joseph in prison, in the place where the prisoners whom the king imprisoned stayed. And he was there in that prison, and the Lord gave Joseph favor and mercy before the chief guard of the prison, because he saw that the Lord was with him. And the Lord caused everything which he did to prosper, and he left everything in his hands. And the chief guard of the prison knew nothing which was with him, because Joseph did everything, and the Lord perfected it. And he dwelt there 2 years. And in those days Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, was angry with two of his eunuchs, with the chief of the butlers and with the chief of the bakers. And he put them in prison, in the house of the chief of the guard, in the prison where Joseph was held. And the chief of the guard of the prison ordered Joseph to serve them, and he served before them. And both of them had a dream, the chief of the butlers and the chief of the bakers, and they told it to Joseph. And just as he interpreted to them, so it happened to them. And Pharaoh returned the chief of the butlers to his task, but he killed the baker, just as Joseph interpreted for them. But the chief of the butlers forgot Joseph in the prison when he made known to him what would happen to him. And he did not remember to tell the Pharaoh what Joseph told him, because he forgot. And in those days Pharaoh dreamed two dreams in a single night concerning the matter of the famine which would come upon all the land. And he awoke from his sleep, and he called all of the interpreters of dreams and magicians who were in Egypt. And he told them of both his dreams, but they were unable to explain them. Then the chief of the butlers remembered Joseph, and he told the king about him. And he brought him out of the prison, and told both of the dreams of his in his presence. And he said in the presence of the Pharaoh that both of his dreams were one. And he said to him, 7 years will come, abundance will be in all the land of Egypt, but afterward 7 years of famine, which is unlike any previous famine, will be in all the land. And now let Pharaoh appoint overseers in all the land, and let them store up food for a city within the city during the days of the plentiful years, and there will be food for the 7 years of famine. And the land will not perish in the presence of the famine, because it will be very severe. And the Lord gave Joseph favor and mercy in the sight of the Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "We will not find a man wise and knowledgeable as this man, because the Spirit of the Lord is with him." And he set him second in all of his kingdom, and he made him rule in all of Egypt. And he made him ride upon the second chariot of the Pharaoh. And he invested him with a garment of byssus, and hung a gold chain on his neck. And they proclaimed before him, "El El Wa Abirid," and gave him the signet ring on his hand. And he made him rule over all his house, and he made him great. And he said to him, "I will not be greater than you, except regarding the throne alone." And Joseph ruled in all the land of Egypt, and of all of the judges, and all of the servants of the Pharaoh, and all of those who did the king's work loved him, because he walked uprightly, and he had no pompousness or arrogance or partiality. And there was no bribery, because he ruled all the people of the land uprightly. And the land of Egypt was at peace before the Pharaoh on account of Joseph, because the Lord was with him and gave him favor and mercy for all his family before all who knew him and those who heard witness of him. And the kingdom of the Pharaoh was upright, and there was no Satan, and there was no evil. And the king called Joseph Sephantiphanes, and he gave the daughter of Potiphar, the daughter of the priest of Heliopolis, the chief of the guard, to Joseph as a wife. And on the day that Joseph stood with the Pharaoh, he was 30 years old when he stood with the Pharaoh. And in that year Isaac died. And it came about just as Joseph related concerning the interpretation of the two dreams. And there were seven abundant years in all the land of Egypt. And the land of Egypt was very fruitful, one measure yielding 1,800 measures. And Joseph gathered the food of a city into the city until it was full of grain. And they were unable to count or measure it because of its magnitude. And in the 45th Jubilee, in the second week, in the second year, Judah took a wife of for Er, his firstborn, from the daughters of Aram, and her name was Tamar. But he hated her and would not lie with her because his mother was from the daughters of Canaan. And he wanted to take a wife from his mother's people. But Judah, his father, did not permit him. And Er, the firstborn of Judah, was evil, and the Lord killed him. And Judah said to Onan, his brother, "Go to your brother's wife, and act as a leveret, and raise up seed for your brother." And Onan knew that the seed would not be his, but only his brother's. And he entered the house of his brother's wife, and poured out his seed on the ground. And he was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he killed him. And Judah said to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, "Remain at the house of your father as a widow until Selah, my son, grows up, and I will give you to him as a wife." And he grew up. But Bethuel, Judah's wife, did not permit Selah, her son, to marry. And Bethuel, Judah's wife, died in the fifth year of that week. And in the sixth year, Judah went up in order to shear his sheep at Timnah. And they told Tamar, "Behold, your father-in-law is going up to shear his sheep at Timnah." And she put off the clothes of her widowhood, and she put upon a veil. And she made herself beautiful, and sat by the gates which are toward the Timnah road. And when Judah walked along, he found her, and presumed that she was a prostitute. And he said to her, "Let me enter into you." And she said to him, "Come on." And he entered. And she said to him, "Give me my feet." And he said to her, "I have nothing in my hand except my signet ring of my finger, and my necklace, and my staff which is in my hand." And she said to him, "Give them to me until you send my fee to me." And he said to her, "I will send you a young goat." And he gave them to her, and he was with her, and she became pregnant by him. And Judah went to his sheep, and she went to her father's house. And Judah sent a young goat in the hand of his shepherd, an Adullamite, but he did not find her. And he asked the men of the district, saying, "Where is the prostitute who was here?" And they said to him, "There is no prostitute here with us." And he returned and told him that he did not find her. And he said, "I inquired of the men of the district, and they said to me, 'There is no prostitute here.'" And he said, "Let her take it, lest we become an object of scorn." And when she completed 3 months, it was obvious that she was pregnant. And they told Judah, saying, "Behold, Tamar, your daughter-in-law, is pregnant through prostitution." And Judah went to her father's house, and he said to her father and her brothers, "Bring her out, and let them burn her, because she has caused a defilement in Israel." And it came to pass, when they brought her out to burn her, that she sent to her father-in-law the signet ring, and the necklace, and the staff. And she said, "Recognize who these are, because I am pregnant by him." And Judah recognized them, and said, "Tamar was more righteous than I, and therefore let them not burn her." And on account of that, she was not given to Selah, and therefore he did not approach her again. And after this she bore 2 children, Perez and Zerah, in the 7th year of this second week. And after this, the 7 years of full harvest which Joseph told Pharaoh about were completed. And Judah knew that the deed which he did was evil, because he lay with his daughter-in-law, and he condemned himself in his own sight. And he knew that he had sinned and gone astray, because he uncovered the robe of his son. And he began to mourn and make supplication before the Lord on account of his sin. And we told him in a dream that it was forgiven him, because he made great supplication, and because he mourned and did not do it again. And there was forgiveness for him, because he turned about from his sin and from his ignorance, because the sin was great before our God. And anyone who does anything like this, who lies with his mother-in-law, they shall burn with fire, so that he might burn in it, in order, because defilement and impurity have come upon them. In the fire they shall burn them. And you command the children of Israel, and there will be no defilement in their midst, because everyone who lies with his daughter-in-law or with his mother-in-law causes defilement. In the fire they shall burn the man who was lain with her, and also the woman, and the wrath and punishment he will cause to cease from Israel. And we told Judah that his 2 sons, had not lain with her, and therefore his seed stood for a second generation, and it would not be uprooted, because in the integrity of his eyes he went and sought judgment, because by the judgment of Abraham, which he commanded his sons, Judah wanted to burn her with fire. In the first year, the third week of the 45th Jubilee, the famine began to come upon the land, and the rain refused to be given to the land, because there was nothing which would come down. And the earth suffered famine, but in the land of Egypt there was food, because Joseph gathered the grain in the land during the 7 years of full harvest, and he guarded it. And Egypt came to Joseph so that he might give them food. And he opened up the storehouses where the wheat of the first year was, and he sold it to the people of the land for gold. And the famine was very severe in the land of Canaan. And Jacob heard that there was food in Egypt, and he sent 10 of his sons to get food for him in Egypt. But he did not send Benjamin. And the 10 sons of Jacob arrived in Egypt, and those who were traveling there. And Joseph knew them, but they did not know him. And he spoke with them and interrogated them, and he said to them, Are you men not spies, and you have come to examine the paths of the land? And he locked them up. But afterward he released them again, and he made only Simeon stay. And he sent his 9 brothers away, and he filled their grain sacks with grain, and he also put their gold in their grain sacks. But they did not know it. And he commanded them that they should bring their little brother, because they told him that their father was alive, and also their little brother. And they went up from the land of Egypt, and they arrived in the land of Canaan, and told their father everything just as they had experienced it, and how the overseer of the district had spoken harshly with them and held Simeon until they would bring Benjamin. And Jacob said, You have therefore bereaved me. Joseph is not here, and Simeon is not here either, and you will take Benjamin? Your evil has therefore come upon me. And he said, My son will not go down with you. Perhaps he might become ill, because their mother bore 2, and one has perished. And you will take this one from me? If perhaps he became feverish on the way, then you would send down my old age to death in grief. For he saw that the money of each one had been returned in his sack, and he feared to send him on account of that. But the famine increased and became severe in the land of Canaan, and all the earth except for the land of Egypt. For many of the Egyptians stored up their grain for food after they saw that Joseph was gathering grain and placing it in storehouses and guarding it for the year of famine. And the men of Egypt ate it in the first year of their famine. And when Israel saw that the famine was very severe in the land, and there was no escaping, he said to his sons, Go, return and get food for us, lest we die. And they said, We shall not go. If our little brother does not come with us, we shall not go. And Israel saw that if he did not send him with them, they would all be destroyed due to the famine. And Reuben said, Place him in my hands, and if I do not return him to you, kill both of my sons for his life. And he said to him, He will not go with you. And Judah drew near and said, Send him with me, and if I do not return him to you, I will be guilty before you all the days of my life. And he sent him with him in the second year of that week, on the first of the month, and they arrived at the district of the Egypt with all those who were traveling there. And their presents were in their hands, stacte, almonds, terebinth nuts, and pure honey. And they arrived and stood before Joseph, and he saw Benjamin his brother, and he knew him. And he said to them, Is this your little brother? And they said to him, He is. And he said, May the Lord be merciful to you, my son. And he sent him into his house. And he brought Simeon to them, and made a banquet for them, and they presented him with his gift, which they brought in their hands, and they ate before him. And he gave a portion to all of them, and he increased Benjamin's portion 7 times more than any of their portions. And they ate and drank, and got up and stayed with their asses. And Joseph thought of an idea by means of which he might learn their thoughts, whether they had thoughts of peace for one another. And he said to the man who was over his house, Fill all their bags with food for them, and also return their money to them in the midst of their containers. And place my cup from which I drink, the silver cup, in the bag of the youngest one, and send them off. And he did as Joseph told him, and he filled all their bags for them with food. And he also put their money in their bags, and the cup he put in Benjamin's bag. And at daybreak in the morning they went, And it came to pass, when they departed from there, that Joseph said to the man of his house, Pursue them, run, and reproach them, saying, You have repaid me evil in place of good. You have robbed me of the silver cup from which my lord drinks. And return to me their little brother, and hurry, bring him before I go to my judgment seat. And he ran after them, and spoke to them according to these words. And they said to him, May God forbid that your servants would do this thing, or steal any vessel from your lord's house. But rather, our money which we found at first in our bags, your servants have brought back from the land of Canaan. Therefore, why would we steal any vessel? Behold, search both us and our animals, and wherever you find the cup in the bag of any one of our men, let him be killed, and both we and our asses will become slaves to your lord. And he said to them, It will not be so, but with the man with whom I find it, he alone I will take as a servant, but you will return in peace to your house. And when he searched their baggage, he started from the eldest and ended with the youngest, and it was found in the bag of Benjamin. And they tore their clothes and loaded their donkeys and returned to the city. And they reached Joseph's house, and they all bowed to him with their face on the ground. And Joseph said to them, You have done evil. And they said, What can we say? With what can we defend ourselves? Our Lord has found the guilt of his servants. Behold, we are servants of our Lord, and also our donkeys. And Joseph said to them, I fear the Lord. You, go to your houses, but let your brother alone be my servant, because you have done evil. Did you not know that a man would be pleased with his cup, as I am with this cup, and you stole it from me? And Judah said, I pray, O Lord, let me, your servant, speak a word in my Lord's ear. His mother bore two brothers to our father, your servant. One went forth and was lost, and was not found, and he alone was left from his mother, and your servant, our father, loves him. And his life is bound with the life of this one. And it will come to pass that if we go to your servant, our father, and if the lad is not with us, he will die, and he will bring down our father to death with sorrow. And let me, your servant, remain alone instead of the child as a servant to my lord, and let the lad go with his brothers, because I was put as a pledge for him at the hand of your servant, our father. And if I should not return him to your servant, we'll always be guilty to our father. And Joseph saw that the heart of all of them was one in accord with one another for good, and he was unable to control his emotion, and he told them that he was Joseph, and he conversed with them in the Hebrew language, and embraced their necks and wept, but they did not recognize him, and they began to weep, and he said to them, Do not weep for me, but hasten and bring my father to me, and I shall see him before I die, even as the eyes of my brother Benjamin see. For behold, this is the second year of famine, and there will still be 5 years, and there will be no harvest or fruit of the tree or plowing. Hasten, come down, you and your households, lest you be destroyed in the famine. And you shall not grieve for your possessions, for the Lord has sent me first to prepare before you, so that many people might live. And tell my father that I am still alive, and behold, you were seeing that the Lord ordained me as a father to the Pharaoh, and so that I might rule in his house and over all the land of Egypt. And tell my father about all my honor and all the wealth and honor which the Lord has given to me. And by the word of the mouth of the Pharaoh, he gave them chariots and provisions for the way, and he gave them all clothing of many colors and money, and he also sent to their father clothing and money and 10 asses which were carrying wheat, and he sent them off. And they went up, and they told their father that Joseph was alive, and that he was distributing grain to all the people of the land. And he ruled over all the land of Egypt, and their father did not believe, because there was a confusion in his mind. And after this he saw the chariots which Joseph sent, and the life of his soul was renewed. And he said, It is enough for me if Joseph is alive. I will go down, and I will see him before I die. And Israel rose up from Haran, from his house on the first of the third month, and he went by the way of the well of the oak, and he offered up a sacrifice to the God of his father Isaac on the 7th day of that month. And Jacob recalled the dream which he dreamed in Bethel, and he was afraid to go down into Egypt, and he was planning to send Joseph so that he might come to him, and he would not go down. He remained there 7 days to learn if he would see a vision concerning whether he should remain or go down. And he observed the feast of the harvest, of the first fruits from old wheat, for there was not in the whole land of Canaan a handful of any seed, in the land, because there was a famine for all the wild animals and the cattle and the birds and also man. And on the 16th day the Lord appeared to him, and he said to him, Jacob, Jacob. And he said to him, Here I am. And again he said to him, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and Isaac. Do not fear to go down to Egypt, because I will make you into a great people there. I shall go down with you, and I shall bring you back, and you will be buried in this land. And Joseph will place his hand upon your eyes. Do not fear. Go down into Egypt. And his children and grandchildren rose up, and they loaded their father and their possessions on the chariots. And Israel rose up from the well of the oath on the 16th day of this third month, and he went to the land of Egypt. And Israel sent Judah before him to Joseph his son, so that he might examine the land of Goshen. For Joseph told his brothers that they should come to dwell there, so they might be his neighbor. And it was the best in the land of Egypt, and it was near him for all of them and for the cattle. And these are the names of the sons of Jacob who went into Egypt with their father, Jacob. Reuben was the firstborn of Israel, and these are the names of his sons, Enoch, and Pallu, and Tezron, and Carni, 5. Simeon and his sons, and these are the names of his sons, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul, the son of the Zephonite woman. 7. Levi and his sons. These are the names of his sons, Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari. 4. Judah and his sons. These are the names of his sons, Shelah, and Perez, and Zerah. 4. Issachar and his sons. These are the names of his sons, Tola, and Phua, and Jasub, and Shimran. 5. Zebulun and his sons. And these are the names of his sons, Sered, and Olan, and Jalel. 4. And these are the sons of Jacob and their sons, whom Lee bore to Jacob in Mesopotamia, 6, plus one girl, Dinah, their sister, and all of the persons who were sons of Leah and their sons, who entered Egypt with Jacob, their father, were 29, and Jacob, their father, was with them, and they totaled 30. And the sons of Zilpah, the attendant of Leah, the wife of Jacob, which she bore to Egypt, were Gad and Asher, and these are the names of their sons who entered into Egypt with him. The sons of Gad are Ziphion, and Gazi, and Shuni, and Ezbon, and Edi, and Areli, and Arodi. 8. And the sons of Asher are Imna, and Ishva, and Ishvi, and Biraya, and Sida, their sister. 6. And all of the persons were 14, and the total of Leah was 44. And the sons of Rachel, who was the wife of Jacob, were Joseph and Benjamin. And sons were born to Joseph in Egypt before his father entered Egypt, whom Aseneth, the daughter of Potiphar, the priest of Heliopolis, bore to him, namely Manasseh and Ephraim. 3. And the sons of Benjamin are Bela and Becher and Ashbel and Gera and Naaman and Ehi and Rosh and Mupim and Huppim and Ard. 11. And all of the persons of Rachel were 14. And the sons of Bilhah, the attendant of Rachel, the wife of Jacob, which she bore to Jacob, are Dan and Naphtali. And these are the names of their sons who entered Egypt with them. And the sons of Dan are Hushim and Salmon and Asudi and Ijaka and Solomon. 6. And they died during the year they entered Egypt, and there was left to Dan only Hushim. And these are the names of the sons of Naphtali, Jazael, and Guni, and Jezer, and Shalum, and Eph. And Eph was born after the years of the famine, died in Egypt. And all of the persons of Rachel were 26. And all of the persons of Jacob who entered Egypt were 70 persons. Therefore all of those sons and grandsons of his were 70, but 5 died in Egypt before Joseph, and they had no children. And 2 sons of Judah, Er and Onan, died in the land of Canaan, and they had no children. And the children of Israel buried those who perished, and they were set among the 70 nations. And Israel entered into the land of Egypt, into the land of Goshen, on the first of the fourth month in the second year of the third week of the 45th Jubilee. And Joseph came to greet his father Jacob in the land of Goshen, and he embraced the neck of his father and wept. And Israel said to Joseph, "Let me die now after I have seen you, and let the Lord, the God of Israel, be blessed, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac, who did not withhold his mercy and his kindness from his servant Jacob. It is enough for me that I have seen your face while I was alive, for the vision which I saw in Bethel was certainly true. May the Lord my God be blessed forever and ever, and blessed be his name." And Joseph and his brothers ate before their father, and they drank wine. And Jacob rejoiced very greatly because he saw Joseph eating and drinking with his brothers before him. And he blessed the Creator of all, who kept him and kept for him his 12 sons. And Joseph gave to his father and his brothers as a gift that they might dwell in the land of Goshen, and Ramses, and all of the districts belonging to them, which he ruled over before the Pharaoh. And Israel and his sons dwelt in the land of Goshen, the best of the land of Egypt. And Israel was 130 years old when he entered Egypt. And Joseph provided bread for his father and his brothers and their possessions, as much as was sufficient for them for the 7 years of famine. And the land of Egypt suffered in view of the famine. And Joseph gathered all the land of Egypt for the Pharaoh by means of the food, and men and their cattle, and everything he acquired for Pharaoh. And the years of the famine were completed. And Joseph gave seed and food to the people who were in the land, so that they might sow the land in the 8th year, because the river was full in all the land of Egypt. For during the 7 years of famine it was not full, and it did not irrigate except a few places by the shore of the river. But now it was full, and the Egyptians sowed the land, and it bore much wheat in that year. And it was the first year of the 4th week of the 45th Jubilee. And Joseph took for the king 1/5 of everything which bore fruit, and he left 4 parts for them for food and seed. And Joseph set it up as an ordinance for the land of Egypt until this day. And Israel lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, and all of the days which he lived were 3 jubilees, 147 years. And he died in the 4th year, the 5th week, in the 45th Jubilee. And Israel blessed his sons before he died. And he told them everything which was going to happen to them in the land of Egypt and in the latter days. And he made known how it would come upon them. And he blessed them, and he gave to Joseph a double portion upon the land. And he slept with his fathers. And he was buried in the cave of Machpelah in the land of Canaan, near Abraham his father, in the tomb which he excavated for himself, in the cave of Machpelah in the land of Hebron. And he gave all of the books in his father's books to Levi his son, so that he might preserve them and renew them for his sons until this day. And it came to pass after Jacob died that the children of Israel increased in the land of Egypt, and they became a numerous people, and they were all in accord in their hearts, so that each one loved his brother, and each man helped his brother. And they increased exceedingly, and increased very much for 10 weeks of years, and all the days of the life of Joseph. And there was no Satan or anything evil all the days of the life of Joseph, which he lived after his father Jacob, because all of the Egyptians were honoring the children of Israel all the days of the life of Joseph. And Joseph died at 110 years of age, and 17 years he dwelt in the land of Canaan, and 10 years he remained as a slave, and 3 years in the prison, and 80 years under the king, ruling all of the land of Egypt. And he died, and all of his brothers, and all of that generation. And he commanded the children of Israel before he died to carry his bones at the time when they would go out of the land of Egypt. And he made them swear an oath concerning his bones, because he knew that Egypt would not again bring them forth and bury them in the land of Canaan. Because when Machamaran, the king of Canaan, was dwelling in the land of Ashur, he fought in the valley with the king of Egypt, and he killed him there, and he pursued after the Egyptians as far as the gates of Ermon. And he was unable to enter because another new king ruled Egypt, and he was stronger than he. And he returned to the land of Canaan, and the gates of Egypt were shut up, and there was none who could leave or enter Egypt. And Joseph died in his 46th Jubilee, in the 6th week in the 2nd year, and they buried him in the land of Egypt. and all his brothers died after him.
And the king of Egypt went forth to fight with the king of Canaan in his 47th jubilee, in the second week in the second year. And the children of Israel brought forth the bones of the children of Jacob, all except the bones of Joseph. And they buried them in the field in the cave of Machpelah in the mountain. And many returned into Egypt, but a few of them are left on Mount Hebron, and Amram your father was left with him. And the king of Canaan was victorious over the king of Egypt, and he closed the gates of Egypt, and he conceived an evil thought against the children of Israel, so that he might cause them to suffer. And he said to the men of Egypt, "Behold, the people of the sons of Israel have grown and increased more than we. Come, let us act wisely concerning them before they increase, and let us cause them to suffer in slavery before war comes to us, or before they battle with us. Or if not that, then they will mix with our enemy and will depart from our land, because their hearts and their faces are upon the land of Canaan." And they appointed over them taskmasters to make them suffer in slavery. And they built strengthened cities for Pharaoh, Pithom, and Ramses. And they built all of the walls and all of the ramparts which had fallen in the cities of Egypt. And they made them slaves by force. And to the extent that they acted cruelly against them, they likewise increased and multiplied, and the men of Egypt regarded the sons of Israel as defiled. And in the seventh week, in the seventh year, in his 47th jubilee, your father came from the land of Canaan, and you were born in the fourth week, in the sixth year, in this 48th jubilee, which were days of affliction upon the children of Israel. And the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, issued an order concerning them that they should throw all of their male children who were born into the river. And they continued throwing them into the river 7 months, until the day when you were born. And your mother hid you 3 months. And they reported concerning her, and she made an ark for you, and she covered it with pitch and asphalt. And she placed it among the reeds by the shore of the river, and she placed you in it 7 days. And your mother came in the night and suckled you, and in the day Miriam your sister guarded you from the birds. And in those days Tharmuth, the daughter of Pharaoh, came in order to bathe in the river, and she heard your voice as you were crying, and she told her maids to fetch you. And they brought her to you, and she took you from the ark, and had pity on you. And your sister said to her, "Shall I go and call for you one of the Hebrew women who will nurse and suckle the infant for you?" And she said to her, "Go." And she went and called your mother, Jochebed, and she gave a wage to her, and she nursed you. And after this, when you had grown, they brought you to the daughter of Pharaoh, and you became her son. And Amram, your father, taught you writing. And after you completed 3 weeks of years, they brought you into the royal court. And you were in the court 3 weeks of years, until the day when you went out of the royal court. And you saw an Egyptian beating your friend, who was from the children of Israel. And you killed him and hid him in the sand. And on the second day you found two of the children of Israel striving together. And you said to that one who was acting falsely, "Why are you striking your brother?" And he was angry and indignant and said, "Who set you as a ruler and judge over us? Do you also desire to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" And you were afraid and you fled because of those words. And in the sixth year, in the third week of the 49th jubilee, you went to dwell in the land of Midian 5 weeks in 1 year, and you returned to Egypt on the second week in the second year in the 50th jubilee. And you knew, and you know what was related to you on Mount Sinai, and what Prince Mastema desired to do with you when you returned to Egypt, on the way when you met him at the shelter. Did he not desire to kill you with all of his might and to save the Egyptians from your hand, because he saw that you were sent to execute judgment and vengeance upon the Egyptians? And that delivered you from his hand, and you did the signs and wonders which you were sent to perform in Egypt against Pharaoh and all his house, and his servants and his people. And the Lord executed great vengeance upon them on account of Israel, and he smote them with blood and frogs and lice and dog flies and evil boils which break out as blisters, and their cattle with death and hailstones, with which he destroyed everything which sprouted up for them, and with locusts who ate of the remainder of which was left from the hail, and with darkness, and with death of firstborn men and cattle, and upon all of their gods the Lord took vengeance, and he burned them with fire, and everything was sent into your hand to announce before it was done,
and you related it to the king of Egypt before all of his servants and before his people, and everything happened according to your word. 10 great and cruel judgments came on the land of Egypt so that you might execute vengeance upon it for Israel. And the Lord did everything on account of Israel, and according to the covenant he made with Abraham, so that he would take vengeance upon them just as they had made them serve by force. And Prince Mastema stood up before you and desired to make you fall into the hand of Pharaoh. And he aided the magicians of the Egyptians, and they stood up and acted before you. Thus we let them do evil, but we did not empower them with healing so that it might be done by their hands. And the Lord smote them with evil wounds so that they were unable to stand because we destroyed their ability to do any single sign. And despite all the signs and wonders, Prince Mastema was not shamed until he had become strong and called to the Egyptians so that they might pursue after you with all the army of the Egyptians, with their chariots and with their horses, and with all the multitude of the peoples of Egypt. And I stood between the Egyptians and Israel, and we delivered Israel from his hand and from the hand of his people. And the Lord brought them out through the midst of the sea as through dry land. And all the people whom he brought out to pursue after Israel, the Lord our God threw into the middle of the sea, into the depths of the abyss beneath the children of Israel. Just as the men of Egypt cast their sons into the river, he avenged 1,000,000, and 1,000 strong and ardent men perished on account of one infant whom they threw into the midst of the river from the sons of your people. And on the 14th day, and on the 15th, and on the 16th, and on the 17th, and on the 18th, Prince Mastema was bound and shut up from coming after the children of Israel, so that he might not accuse them. And on the 19th day we released them so that they might help the Egyptians and pursue after the children of Israel. And he hardened their hearts and strengthened them. And it was conceived of by the Lord our God that he might smite the Egyptians and throw them into the midst of the sea. And on the 14th day we bound him so that he might not accuse the children of Israel on a day when they were requesting vessels and clothing from the men of Egypt, vessels of silver and vessels of gold and vessels of bronze, so that they might plunder the Egyptians in exchange for the servitude which they subjected them to by force. And we did not bring the children of Israel from Egypt in their nakedness. Remember the commandment which the Lord commanded you concerning Passover, that you observe it in its time, on the 14th of the first month, so that you might sacrifice it before it becomes evening, and so that you might eat it during the night on the evening of the 15th, from the time of sunset. For on this night there was the beginning of the feast, and there was the beginning of joy. You continued eating the Passover in Egypt, and all the powers of Mastema were sent to kill all of the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh to the firstborn of the captive maidservant who was at the millstone and to the cattle. And this is the sign which the Lord gave them in every house where they saw the blood of a year-old lamb upon its doors, so that they would not enter into the house to kill. They would pass over so that all who were in the house might be saved, because the sign of the blood was on its doors. And the host of the Lord did everything which the Lord commanded them, and they passed over all of the children of Israel, and the plague did not come upon them to destroy any life from them, whether cattle or men or dogs. And there was a very great plague in Egypt, and there was no house in Egypt in which there was no corpse and weeping and lamenting. And all of Israel remained eating the flesh of the Passover, and drinking wine, and praising and blessing and glorifying the Lord, the God of their fathers. And they were prepared to depart from the yoke of Egypt and from evil slavery. And you remember this day of all the days of your life, and observe it from year to year all the days of your life, once per year on its day, according to all of its law, and you will not delay one day from its day, or from one month to another month, for it is an eternal decree and engraved upon the heavenly tablets for all the children of Israel, that they might observe it in each and every year, in its day once per year, and in all of their generations. And there is no limit of days, because it is ordained forever. And as for the man who is purified and does not come so that he might observe it on its appointed days, to bring a gift which is acceptable before the Lord, and to eat and drink before the Lord on this day of his feast, that man who is purified and nearby
shall be uprooted because he did not bring a gift of the Lord in its appointed time. That man shall lift up sin upon himself, so that the children of Israel will be ones who come and observe Passover on its appointed day, on the 14th of the first month, between the evenings from the third part of the day until the third part of the night, because two parts of the day are given for light and one third for evening. This is what the Lord commanded you, so that you might observe it between the evenings. And it is not fitting to sacrifice it during any time of light except during the time of the border of evening. And they shall eat it during the time of evening until a third of the night. And what is left of all of its flesh from the third of the night and beyond, they shall burn with fire. And it is not fitting that they should boil it in water. And they shall not eat it raw, but roasted in the fire, cooked with care, its head and its inner organs, and with its feet. And they shall roast it in fire without breaking any of its bones within it, because no bone of the children of Israel will be broken. Therefore the Lord commanded the children of Israel to observe the Passover on its appointed day. And it is not fitting to break any bone from it, because it is the day of the feast, and it is the day of the command. And there is no passing over it one day from its day, or from month to month, because it shall be observed on the day of the feast. And you command the children of Israel to observe the Passover in their days, and every year, once per year, on its appointed day, and it will come as an acceptable memorial before the Lord, and the plague will not come to kill or to smite during that year when they have observed the Passover in its appointed time, in all respects according to his command. And it is not fitting to eat it outside of the sanctuary of the Lord, but facing the sanctuary of the Lord. And all of the people of the congregation of Israel will observe it in its appointed time. And all of the men who come on its day will eat it in the sanctuary of your God before the Lord, whoever is 20 years or older, because thus it is written and decreed that they shall eat it in the sanctuary of the Lord. And whenever the children of Israel enter into the land which they will possess, into the land of Canaan, they will set up the tabernacle of the Lord in the midst of the land, in one of their tribes, until the sanctuary of the Lord is built upon the land. And it will come to pass, when they come and observe the Passover in the midst of the tabernacle of the Lord, that they will sacrifice it before the Lord from year to year. And in the days when a house is built in the name of the Lord, and in their land of their inheritance, they shall go there, and they shall sacrifice at the Passover at evening, when the sun is setting on the third part of the day. And they shall offer up its blood on the threshold of the altar, and its fat they shall place in the fire which is above the altar, and they shall eat its flesh cooked in fire within the court of the house, which is sanctified in the name of the Lord. And they shall not be able to observe the Passover in their cities or in any district except before the tabernacle of the Lord, or before his house in which his name dwells. And let them not stray from after the Lord. And you, Moses, command the children of Israel so that they shall keep the ordinance of the Passover, just as it was commanded to you, so that you might relate to him its annual occurrence each year, both its period of days and the feast of unleavened bread, so that they might eat unleavened bread for 7 days, so that they might observe its feast, so that they might bring its gift, day by day, during those 7 days, to rejoice before the Lord upon the altar of your God. For this feast you observed with nervousness when you went out from Egypt, until you entered into the wilderness of Sur, because you completed it on the shore of the sea. And after this law I made you know the days of the Sabbaths in the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. And I also related to you the Sabbaths of the lands on Mount Sinai, and the years of Jubilee in the Sabbaths of years I related to you. But its year I have not related to you until you enter into the land which you will possess. And the land will keep its Sabbaths when they dwell upon it, and they will know the year of Jubilee. On account of this I ordain for you the weeks of years, and the years, and the Jubilees, as 49 Jubilees from the days of Adam until this day, and 1 week and 2 years. And there are still 40 further years to learn the commands of the Lord, until they cross over the shore of the land of Canaan, crossing over the Jordan to its western side. And Jubilees will pass until Israel is purified from all the sin and fornication and defilement and uncleanness and sin and error. And they will dwell in confidence in all the land, and then it will not have any Satan or any evil one, and the land will be purified from that time and forever. And behold, the commandment of the Sabbaths I have written for you, and all the judgments of its law. 6 days will you work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God, and you shall not do any work in it, you or your children, or your manservant, or your maidservant, or any of your cattle, or the stranger who is with you. And let the man who does anything on it die. Every man who will profane this day, who will lie with his wife, and whoever will discuss a matter that he will do on it, so that he might make it on it a journey for any buying or selling, or whoever draws water upon it, which was not prepared for him on the sixth day, and whoever lifts up anything so that he will carry to take out of his tent or from his house, let him die. So you shall not do any work upon the day of the Sabbath, except what you prepared for yourself on the sixth day to eat and to drink, and to rest and to observe the Sabbath from all your work of that day, and to bless the Lord your God who gave you the day of festival and the holy day, and a day of the holy kingdom for all Israel is this day among their days, always. For great is the honor which the Lord gave to Israel to eat and to drink and to be satisfied on this day of festival, and to rest in it from all work of the occupations of the children of men, except to offer incense and to bring gifts and sacrifices before the Lord for the day and the Sabbaths. This work alone shall be done on the day of the Sabbath in the sanctuary of the Lord your God, so that they might atone for Israel with continual gift, day by day, for an acceptable memorial before the Lord, and so that he might accept them forever, day by day, just as he commanded you. And as for any man who does work on it, or who goes on a journey, or who plows a field, either at home or any other place, or who kindles a fire, or who rides any animal, or who travels in the sea in a boat, or any man who slaughters or kills anything, or who slashes the throat of cattle or bird, or who snares any beast or bird or fish, or who fasts or makes war on the day of Sabbath, let the man who does any of these on the day of the Sabbath die, so that the children of Israel might keep the Sabbath according to the commands of the Sabbaths of the land, just as it was written in the tablets which he placed in my hands, so I might write for you the law of each time, and according to each division of its days. The account of the division of days is finished here.